This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. We appreciate all his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Chris Reese is a Sunbury City Council member and a State Farm agent. He is an active community volunteer around here. Chris, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thanks, Mark. How you doing?
I do appreciate it. Yes, I'm doing fine. How are you doing? I guess I could ask, too. Day one of... you work in your home, right?
Yeah, I'm still going to the office for a little bit, but the office is closed to the public, so kind of quarantined for now, yeah.
Okay, so hunkered down on Ray Street. We've spoken to you in the past. You moved off the Front Street location. Now you are, your house is behind the biggest sign on Ray Street, so folks can find that right off of Front Street if they're looking for you. Well, let's talk about the city and coronavirus. As a council member, what have been the conversations you've been having? What's been talked about?
We've met twice as a city, and we've had some just preventative conversations with our emergency services groups just to make sure that, you know, they have everything in line and the actions that they're taking to stop spread and make sure that they're safe when they have to go into houses and on calls and things like that. And, you know, they've taken the necessary steps. And then we've also put some safety precautions in at City Hall. And have stopped foot traffic in through, are now just, you know, trying to do most things by phone or by email, from a city. And then we took precaution and closed public facilities, such as, you know, we closed the skate rink a couple weeks early, and we closed the skate park and the playgrounds and things like that, and the tennis courts, and just to try to basically hope that people understand that, you know, even though the schools are out, that unfortunately it's not like a regular snow day or anything. You know, the goal is still to keep everybody at home as much as possible and just try to stop the spread. You know, it hasn't hit here, but, you know, the goal is once it does that we're ready and people are able to keep it from spreading throughout.
Why close the skate park? I don't think of the people, primarily young people, who utilize that as being remarkably close together, but that's close enough. Is that one of the reasons?
Yeah, I mean, that still draws a large crowd, you know, and it can draw a large, and, you know, the whole point of this is to, you know, that social distancing of crowds of, you know, 10 or more are not supposed to be together right now, and that's one that definitely gets a crowd that's 10 or more. And plus we were recommended, you know, just if it was a city lot and we were closing one, it was close all, if it was a city thing, so that was a recommendation that we took, and that's what we went with.
Street sweeping going to continue?
I haven't made a decision on that, so that's not my department anymore. they said that when we had our meeting the other day that they were going to consider it closer to the time once they could evaluate what things were happening at that time.
What is your department?
I'm in the code department now. I'm in public safety, so that's why I've been involved in a lot of these meetings, with getting things prepared and just kind of making sure everyone takes the proper precautions.
Okay. Let's see. Back to COVID. What kind is City Council going to meet Monday night?
No, we already did cancel Monday's meeting, and we've taken most meetings that we had scheduled and turned them into telephone meetings. But the regular council meeting has been canceled until the first meeting in April. So that's another step that we took to be safe.
Is there any way the public could follow the conversations in the city, sort of keeping in compliance with the sunshine laws?
Yeah, so anything that we're still doing is within the sunshine, because it's usually only one or two council members. We're not actually holding a meeting by telephone, like an actual council meeting. But basically, the City of Sunbury's Facebook page has been very good in keeping people up to date on all of the changes and all of the updates that we've had along the way, and then any new information that we get will definitely go right there first.
Is there any way non-online users, half the city residents don't use Facebook, is there any way they can stay up to date?
We would say they can stay in touch with you guys and with Daily Item, because we also send it to there when there's a major change that's happening.
Okay, so stay tuned to your popular news media around here. That's a successful way to stay in touch with this kind of things. What's your reaction to what's happening in the downtown? I drove through downtown yesterday. I saw one bar was open, but that was about it. Do you worry about the businesses in the downtown?
Yeah, obviously. I went in on Monday and spoke with a couple of them, and there's obviously some concern because there's even some new ones. You know, there's some newer ones that have just opened within the past couple of months that, you know, there has to be concern that when you don't have that cash flow coming in like you're expecting, because people can't leave their homes, that, you know, obviously there's some concern. But what I have noticed is we've seen our community coming together. And, you know, the ones that they can support, there's finding ways to support them without going. We've seen a lot of takeout from places. I saw some restaurants posting that, you know, their takeout was a great success still. We've seen just people kind of coming together to support them how they can. But there's some that are going to, you know, have to kind of figure out some creative ways to stay relevant through this time, because it's across the country, it's tough for businesses to stay relevant when, you know, you're being forced to close under these circumstances.
Well, and you were forced to cancel the Easter egg hunt, sort of a novel Easter egg hunt that won't happen, where eggs would be hidden at various businesses and folks would go from business to business. So that at least won't happen immediately on or about Easter, but could happen later. Maybe that would be kind of a good summer, you know, hop back into activity in summer and get that going again. And speaking of the hop, how successful was the Valentine's Day hop? I forget the whole name of it, but
The Happy Hearts Hop. It was very successful. We had over 70 people that signed up, and we had a lot of people on the way that weren't even part of it, that were just asking for information about what was happening. And it was cool to see, you know, these downtown places just slam packed with people throughout the night, and they stayed packed all the way up until we thought it would be kind of dying down by 9:30, 9:45, but I left at 10 and the places were still busy. And they were even stopping at places that weren't along our path. So we're definitely going to do something like that again. And, you know, our goal as an office is to really try and kind of give back in sense like that with these events, and just bring downtown and the rest of the community together with something fun, you know, something to do, and find ways to get people that aren't usually going into these downtown businesses, get them in there. Doing some branding for us along the way.
Well, Sunbury's got such a unique downtown now, with just fun places to hang out and good restaurants and craft beer and great coffee. And really, it's just there's some real gems up and down in the downtown. So we hope folks visit there. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the downtown or the city's coronavirus response that I didn't ask you a question that led to those?
No, I mean, I would just say, you know, with our downtown, like you had kind of said, with some of the unique stuff, you know, once this calms down and you're able to get back out, you know, as the weather gets warmer, we just encourage people to come see it, because when we did the hop, we noticed that there were some people from out of town that were making comments like, oh, I wish my town had something like this to do, or I wish my town had places to go. And people don't think of Sunbury for that, but there are a lot of destination spots within our city. There's a lot of places to go that you can socially gather once, you know, you're able to again, and really get a night out that, you know, has a lot of different options. So we hope that as, you know, we move forward, we've adopted a new slogan within the city, and, you know, Think Sunbury. That's kind of our branding slogan moving forward. And, you know, we want people to think Sunbury moving forward, and, you know, give it a chance. If it's not something you've come to for a long time, you may have come when you were young, but we want to get you back now to see what all we have right now.
Do you know if the city's heard from the hometown crew that we were competing to get Sunbury included in the renovations in the community?
No, we haven't heard anything yet. That video, though, we plan on, Jody Ocker, our city administrator, she was actively involved in that, and she has plans on kind of redoing that video to turn it more into like an investment advertisement video. To show people kind of what we're doing, what we have, and, you know, why you should invest in our city, whether it's in the downtown or in our opportunity zones. throughout the city to kind of spur some development within the city.
All right, one last question. I see a legal ad that indicates the city's about to take over some more blighted properties. What's the status of that endeavor in Sunbury?
Yeah, so our redevelopment authority has always been very active in making sure that property owners have maintained their properties and done things. And, you know, this is a list of, I believe it's 11 to 12 right now that over the next two auctions, depending on court dates and when they're allowed to do them, you know, we've been very active in getting those. So we'll have quite a few properties that'll be up for auction that, you know, we would hope that people would come in and whether they want to live in them, invest in them, whatever it would be. And we've also, with that, have kind of partnered with Habitat for Humanity, that they have some interest in coming to bid on some projects as well to try and take some of those and turn them into habitat houses to provide some low-cost mortgages for people to try and offer some homeowners options here in the city as well. So we're excited for that, and you know, we continue, and we've got a lot of work coming on. In the past, they've always focused on the residential side, but we have a lot of work coming where we want to start getting a handle on our commercial properties, making sure that they're habitable and able to be rented, and you know, fill them up as much as we can. So that's kind of our next big focus coming in the next couple months.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll keep in touch. Thank you for all this information. We appreciate that. And we certainly will talk to you in the weeks and months ahead. There's a lot more to be said about the city as the year progresses, and we'd appreciate you checking in from time to time. Thank you, Chris.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Reese, Sunbury City Council member, about the coronavirus response. You can hear that again on the WKOK podcast page if you wish, and just the vibrant downtown and some of the other updates from Sunbury.